District Attorney Chris Hicks announces that Logan Kies, born September 6, 1991, has been sentenced to 90 years in prison with parole eligibility after a minimum of 36 years have been served. The Honorable Egan Walker imposed the sentence, which was the maximum in the case. Kies had previously pled guilty to 6 counts of prepare, advertise, or distribute material depicting pornography involving a minor. The cases against Kies began back in December of 2022, following an operation by the Human Exploitation and Trafficking Unit, also known as HEAT. An undercover detective with the HEAT unit had been active on a social networking site, posing as a local dad who was offering his children for sexual encounters. The undercover detective was messaged by Kies, who said he was looking for a child between 0 to 10 years old. When told that the undercover detective had a 3-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter, Kies stated he would like to sexually assault the fictitious dad's alleged 3-year-old son. Before Kies and the undercover detective were set to meet up, a media report was released regarding similar sting operations, and the defendant blocked the account. In September of 2023, Kies' boyfriend, Riley Coker, was arrested following sexual misconduct with one of his students. An investigation into both men led to Kies admitting that he had child pornography on his phone, that the victims were between infancy and 10 years old, and that he routinely traded the child porn with others. Additional materials of Kies' devices uncovered more than 400 images and videos constituting child sex abuse materials, also known as CSAM. During sentencing, Deputy District Attorney Darcy Cameron argued for the maximum sentence of 36 to 90 years, citing Kies' apparent desire to sexually assault extremely young children, and the fact that it is conduct like that committed by Kies in seeking out and distributing CSAM that promotes and causes the abhorrent industry fueled by the sexual abuse of children to even exist. Kies asked for probation, arguing that he did not ever sexually assault any victims and was not a danger to the community. Kies was sentenced to 6 to 15 years for each count, equating to the 36 to 90 years.